USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learn at least two people killed in flooding in Texas. More than 40 inches of rain falling. One man killed while trying to rescue his horses from flooding between Houston and Beaumont.
It doesn't make any sense for everybody to get on the road and be stuck on the road or in a lot of water. You're still going to be there and unsafe.
And Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner urging people in his city not to call 911 unless it's a real emergency.
If you're simply stuck on the road or on the shoulder or in some place, but you're safe in terms of being dry, that is not a 911.
In other news, Israel divided, a third election possible, as Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud party tied with Benny Gantz and his blue and white party in an extremely close election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Republican lawmakers not giving up on a bill that protects a baby's right to life. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act is a bill that would require doctors to provide medical care to infants born alive after an attempted abortion. One of the bill's co-sponsors, Republican from South Carolina Tim Scott, joins Fox News with an update on why the bill has not yet passed in the Senate.
It's stuck. We can't get 60 votes in the United States Senate to move that bill forward. SASA, the leading sponsor of that bill, we've been pushing this envelope, and we're going to continue to push it. It's just common sense. This is common decency. It's not an issue in the gray. This is a black and white issue, and we should all be on the side of life. This is a chance for every single person in this legislative body to be pro-child without talking about politics. We're talking about a child born separated from his or her mother, and whether we should let that child live.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow down 52 points to close at 27,094. The NASDAQ up 5 points, the S&P 500 up almost a point. If you are buying a house or refinancing the one you own, great news as the Fed lowers interest rates. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The Fed also let it be known that it is open to other easing of that rate from 1.75% to 2% in support of the U.S. economy. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said this cut, which is a second in 2 months, will help the U.S. economy weather concerns over a trade war.
We've seen additional signs of weakness abroad and a resurgence of trade policy tensions.
Jerome Powell said the Fed has no control over tariffs, but has been keeping an eye on the trade wars that could impact the U.S. economy.
The Fed has no role in the formulation of trade policy.
And lots of new words being added to the English dictionary, USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The folks at Merriam-Webster Dictionary just added 640 words back in April of this year, and now they've added another 540, among them vacay, also dad joke, pickleball, deep state, and escape room. Some words are getting additional meanings as well, like in the case of the word haircut. It now also refers to a reduction in the value of an asset. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.